Home. Did you miss me? You pretty little green things. Are you thirsty? Now look at here. Are you happy? Yeah. Ernie, you look droopy. I'll cheer you up. Have you heard this one? Yeah, it's a junk man that had a garden in his junkyard, and he was raising corn and beans. And guess what he got? Sucker trash. Did you get it?
Got it.
Hello, son. I was just talking to my little friends here.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you ask your little friends if they'll help you clean up this mess? What is this?
This is my new hobby.
Making a mess is your hobby? I thought it was your lifestyle.
Son, this is soil. I'm taking up gardening.
Since when?
Since I sold my stamp collection and spent my corn collection.
Hey, that sounds great, Pop.
Yeah, you see, it's this program called the Galloping Geranium. And last week, this guy taught me how to grow lettuce and tomatoes and radishes and stuff like that.
Hey, you know, that gives me an idea, Pop. We got a lot of room out there in the yard. Why don't we plant our own vegetables?
You mean it?
Yeah, we could do it together. It would be like a father and son hobby.
That's nice, Lamont. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. We're doing fine, son. Really fine. Be careful then. I don't bruise my tomatoes. This garden is hard work, ain't it?
You know, you're unbelievable, Pop. We're supposed to be doing this thing together, man. We're supposed to be in the soil together.
Wasn't I right in there with you yesterday?
Only because you dozed off and fell into the squash.
But, son, see, in my age and in this hot sun, I could have the big one anytime.
Don't give me that, Pop. For the last few days, I've been killing myself with this garden, and all you do is sit in that lounge chair and give me orders.
I'm the gardening expert. You're the gardener. See? You're the Indian, I'm the chief.
Yeah, Sitting Bull. I'm taking a break. I'm going in the house.
Well, listen, son, why are you going in there? Will you freshen this up for me?
I'll help.
One, two, one, two, three. One, two, one, two, three.
And that's great, Charo. You know, you look better on television.
I'm Professor Leonard Miller, Caltech Poly Phi Beta Kappa.
Well, I'm Fred Sanford. Poly want a crack, I'll sell a junker.
Well, how do you do, sir? You see, I'm a geologist, and my specialty is rock formations.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you can tell me how Gladys Knight found her pips.
No, Mr. Sander, you see, I'm a scientist. I study the Earth.
Well, how would you like to study the stars?
I don't think you understand, Mr. Sanford. You see, now, this is 34 north latitude and 118 west longitude, right?
This is 9114 south central. This is the junkyard. Now, can I help you with something?
No, but I think I can help you with something. Now, I've been studying oil strikes in the Southern California area. Look at this. Now, the Baldwin Hills oil strike is here. The La Brea Tar Pits are here, and the Santa Barbara Strike's up here. Now, if I connect these three lines and form a triangle, and then bisect the hypotenuse, the fourth line brings me right here. Right here. And you know what's under there, don't you?
Zucchini. I planted it yesterday.
No, Mr. Sanford. Oil.
Are you crazy? If it was some oil under there, I'd have found it myself.
But my map has led me right here.
That's understandable. See, this is a junkyard, and your map is a piece of junk.
But Mr. Sanford, I can prove my theory. Hand me that shovel.
Oh, no. You can't dig with this shovel.
Why not?
Because, A, this is not your shovel.
All right, I'll buy it.
And B, it's an antique.
That's just an ordinary shovel.
No. Your eyes deceive you. This priceless treasure helped Hannibal cross the Alps. Huh. Did you ever march behind 200 elephants without a shovel?
Well, where did you get it?
A friend of mine who happens to be a scholar of that period gave it to me.
Oh, well, what's his name? Perhaps I know him.
Oh, you wouldn't know him. It's Professor J.C. Panay.
I don't believe so. Well, my goodness, how can you put a price tag on that?
Like this. $15.
I'll take it.
I'll sell it.
Hey, Pop, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a customer.
Oh, that's all right, son. I'd like you to meet Professor Leonard Miller.
Sam, how do you do, sir?
Well, I guess I'll get back to the garden. Oh, would you hand me that shovel?
Oh, no. You can't dig in the garden with a priceless shovel like this.
Priceless? That old shovel...
Now, listen. Put that priceless shovel somewhere safe. You be sure you come back here real soon.
Well, what about the oil?
Change it every 2,000 miles. Happy motoring.
You mind telling me what that was all about?
About $15. And that's what he paid me for that old rusty shovel.
I guess there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, and that was an hour's worth.
Well, Pop, are you going to help me with this garden now?
Son, I did my part. I got us a scarecrow. This is guaranteed to scare away slugs and snails and birds.
You know, you've gone too far now. I don't want to have anything to do with this. From now on, this is your garden.
Then step aside. I now dedicate the first annual Fred G. Sanford Vegetable Garden.
What did you do?
My thumb is greener than I thought it was. I struck prune juice.
Hey, Pop! Pop!
Coming right now.
Well, hurry up, man. A guy from the oil company will be here any minute. Trying to do?
Well, you see, son, it's all psychological. See, these days the Arabs control all the oil, and if this guy thinks I'm an Arab, he won't try to pull a fast one.
Well, you're the first Arab I've ever seen whose caftan says property of El Segundo Inn.
Well, don't worry, son, he'll fall for it. See, because I'm familiar with all of those at Eastern culture. See, we got cousins in Philadelphia.
That doesn't count. The man is going to see right through you.
He will?
I mean, he's going to know you're a fake. You don't know the first thing about Arab culture.
Are you kidding? Don't you remember I used to date that belly dancer for about 6 months?
Well, what'd you learn? Pop, this whole thing, would you stop that? Pop, this whole thing is ridiculous. Arabs don't even dress like that anymore.
Really, son?
The only Arabs that dress like that are the ones that you see on television. Now, take that off before you make fools out of us.
No, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you should have never put it on in the first place. Give me this.
I made it up out of some stuff I found. I'll get it.
Good afternoon. My name is Abdullah Aram.
Yes, El Pico. I'm the man from GLAAD.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I am looking for Mr. Fred Sanford.
Hey, this guy is good, ain't he, son? He's got the accent down pat.
I do not understand.
Oh, man, cut it out. We know Arabs don't look like that no more. And take off that fake beard. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was real.
Of course it is real. That is my very own hair. It's on my little chinny chin chin. Why did you pull it?
Because that's how Americans say hello.
It is? This is a form of greeting I have never heard of.
Well, everybody does it.
Really? Good afternoon. I will never get used to your American customs. I am having so much trouble with assimilation.
Well, you should eat more roughage.
Mr. Aram, about the oil.
Yes, yes. It will be ready in a moment. The test is almost completed here. Uh-huh. It is just as I thought. This is crude. Pure crude.
Listen, just because we live in Watts, don't insult our oil.
Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstand, Mr. Sanford. In oil terminology, crude is good.
How good?
How much?
Well, of course, everything depends on the amount of the yield, but it could be worth millions.
Millions?
Millions!
Millions! Millions! Millions! Millions! Millions! I am prepared to make you an offer for the oil rights to your well. I will be back tomorrow with the assayer and with the necessary papers and a blank check.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Aram. Thank you very much.
Not at all. May the camel of your prosperity always provide two humps for your comfort.
I can live with that.
Salaam alaikum.
Yes, yeah, someone like them hot, someone like them cold.
Hey, Pop, I don't believe it, man. We're rich. We're really rich. Pop?
It's not Pop anymore. It's Father. And to everyone else, it's Frederick. Frederick G. Sanford. And the G is for Gusher. You rich dummy.
Very funny, very funny. Where have you been all day?
Son, what do rich people enjoy more than anything else?
Poor people.
No, Lamont. Rich people always love to spend money, all the time. Then they get famous places named after them. Rockefeller Center.
Kennedy Center.
Carnegie Hall.
Money Hall.
Why don't you haul yourself out of here?
Hey, show them out what you bought, Fred.
Boy, Pop, we haven't seen a penny of that money yet. I hope you didn't go crazy and go out there and buy something expensive.
Son, you only go around once in life, and you ought to do it with gusto.
You bought beer?
No, son. Here, try this here. $60 an ounce.
Hey, Pop, that stuff's against the law.
That caviar. Don't worry. Smell it.
Huh? That stuff smells terrible. What's it made out of?
Fish eggs. Roll.
What?
Roll, dummy, roll.
He will if we get the boat.
What?
Just a little boat, son.
Boat? You bought a boat?
It's on layaway.
Pop, we can't afford a boat. Besides, we live in central Los Angeles. Where are we going to keep it?
On the lake.
What lake?
Lake next to our summer home.
You bought a summer home? Pop, look, you got to forget about buying all of this stuff, man. Once we get some money, then we can figure out what to do with it.
Does that mean I won't be behind the wheel of a new Cadillac?
You promised Bubba a new Cadillac?
No, I was going to let him show for mine. Oh, that must be Mr. Aram. I get it.
Good day, Mr. Sanford. Good day, Mr. Beautiful day, is it not?
It will be when you hand over that check.
Uh-huh, not so fast. We must wait for the assayers.
What are they assaying?
I don't know. They are a whispering.
That used to kill them down on the Oasis. How long is it going to take before we know?
Oh, not much longer. Please be patient, eh? Excuse me a moment. I have to check something outside.
See, they're having a conference.
I wonder what it's about, friend.
They probably have to wire Cairo for some more money.
Oh. I don't like it, Pop. I'm getting nervous.
Hey, well, son, here. Relax yourself. Here's a cigar. Here, Bob.
Mr. Sanford.
Have a cigar, Mr. Aram.
Oh, thank you very much. May the smoke from your hookah always be sweet upon your lips.
I can live with that, too.
I'm afraid I have some bad news, Mr. Sanford.
You don't like my cigar?
No, the cigar is priceless. It is your word that is worthless.
Worthless?
Worthless?
Look, don't talk with your mouth full. Sound like you said worthless.
That is exactly what I said.
But you tested it yourself. You said it was pure crude.
Well, that was the first quart. When we tried the rest, it proved out to be pure sludge. This happens sometimes.
Oh, you said the well could be worth millions.
That was before it was assayed.
Yeah, but we shook on it. I mean, in this country, when you shake, that means you got a deal.
Alas, I am not familiar with the customs of your country.
Well, maybe I should introduce you to the custom of the Big Five.
Mr. Sanford, that is familiar even in my country. Believe me, I am sorry all things did not work out. May the palms of your oasis always drop dates in your arms.
And may the palms of my hand drop your teeth at my feet.
It sure is a shame, Fred. All your dreams up in smoke.
Smoke! Smoke! Smoke!
Come on, Pop, snap out of it, man. It's not the end of the world, you know.
Oh, yeah? I'm the laughing stock of Watts. Do you read the paper?
Junk man's crude turns to crud. Well, I'd like to stay here and console you, but I can't, Pop. I got to return all that expensive stuff you bought. Oh, hi, Professor Miller. Come on in.
I'm back.
See you later, Pop.
Mr. Sanford, Mr. Sanford, thank you so much. You proved my theory was correct. We struck oil.
You're wrong. We struck out. That oil well is worthless.
Oh, well, not to me, Mr. Sanford. You see, that's why I'm here. I'd like to dig in your dead oil well.
I just think you're crazy. Ain't no oil in oil well, nothing but some slippery zucchini.
Mr. Sanford, I might find something of scientific importance, and you'd be doing a great service to the university. Mr. Sanford, do you realize how expensive it is to do research?
Yeah, $20 a day. In advance, you dig?
Yes, I dig. Well, here's your $20. And now all I find, I keep. You dig?
No, no. $20 a day, you dig. $30 a day, you teat. You dig?
Well, in the name of higher education, I'll pay it.
And in the name of lower income, I'll take it.
Professor, good luck and take all the time you want.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And if I kiss you on your two lips, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Bee, 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 bee. Bee, bee, you little darling. Tiptoe through the window.
Did you take care of everything, son?
Did you talk to Professor Miller like I asked you, Pop?
He hadn't been by yet, but when he comes by, I tell him to stop digging.
See that you do. In the meantime, I'm going to go out here to a swap meet and see if I can't get this business back on its feet.
Mr. Sanford, Mr. Sanford, you said my map was a piece of junk, but you were wrong. We're famous.
Professor Miller, didn't my father tell you that oil well was worthless?
Oh, yes, I know that, but I found something in there when I was digging.
What?
A bone.
A bone? Just... Well, you better get out of here before Lassie comes home.
No, Mr. Sanford, this was a human leg bone.
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I swear I was at the movie that night watching Godzilla eats the Menudo monster.
Mr. Sanford, this was a human leg bone. And it was over 5,000 years old.
See there? I told you I was innocent. I didn't get to California in 1936.
Pop, would you let him finish?
Mr. Sanford, I sold it this morning to a museum for $10,000. It was an original California caveman bone.
That wasn't no California caveman bone. That was my bone. That was my hole, my bone, and my money.
Oh, no, sir. We agreed it was mine. But you'll be happy to know that I used the money to set up a research fund in both our names.
I think that's great, Professor Miller. Well, don't you, Pop? Look, I don't care what you're thinking. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, no. Out of my way.
What are you doing?
Unless that caveman was a relative of Peg Leg Bates, there's another leg out there somewhere.
Hey, Pop?
Over here, son. Come here.
What are you doing sitting here in the dark? What are you doing sitting here in the dark?
This is my new hobby, tropical fish. See, that's Louise and that's Pete. And we're going to make us a fortune.
How, by sitting here in the dark watching them?
No, son. See, we're going to meet them. And then when they see their rare fish, $7.50 a piece. And as soon as they have babies, we'll sell them.
Hey, you know, Pop, I think you really got something here. We just sit back and relax, and the fish do all the work.
Yeah, right. And you know how fast fish multiply. We'll be rich in no time.
Hey, Pop, can I ask you something?
Huh?
Why are we whispering?
Because I want everything to be just right. Hey, put that record on Ebb Tide. That drives them crazy.
Hey, you know, Pop, this is a great idea.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time, see? Because they've been nuzzling all afternoon.
Well, let me ask you something. How can you tell which is which?
Well, see, the female is the one with the headache. And, see, we look in this pamphlet, and then you'll find out about it.
Okay, let me see here. It says here that the male of the species is clearly identifiable by a thin red stripe on the tail. Huh?
Mm.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but... both of these fish are male.
You mean?
Exactly.
Well, don't put on Eptide. Put on He's Funny That Way. We'll be right back.